Welcome back to Mr. Cack and Me. I'm still Chris. That's still Jared. We're still brothers. Or are we?
But, like, we probably should have just, like, let that roll off our back. Me and you did. The other person did not, for whatever reason. And we weren't even drinking that night. That was the night, by the way, where I had to find a way out of Pine Bluff. And this is before GPS. I just knew highways north, south, east, and west. I was like, well, if we get on this and we head east, or I'm sorry, west for 16 miles, we should come up on Little Rock. And if we get on Little Rock and get on 40, I can get us home.
Dude, it does give me a cold sweat every now and then thinking back, like, in my lifetime, when I was younger, I printed off MapQuest. And that is how I navigated getting to places. That is how I made a trip to Georgia to interview for a job. I was like, good God, what am I doing with my life? And I'm like, where am I going? Like, why isn't there an easier way to do this? And by that point, like, GPS was starting to pick up, but, like, my phone still couldn't do that stuff in a way that would have helped me. But it's like, yeah, man, we've seen so much weird crap.
So speaking of which,
in technology.
Well, speaking of which, to that, and I'm sure you've talked about it before, maybe you haven't. To those of you watching for the first time, getting to see two brothers interact in such a loving way and informative way that their parents may not know about. So I want to turn it back because you're Mr. Cack. This is your show.
Yeah.
But I want to throw it back on you. So I want you to tell me, and I know this, but I want everybody out there to know. So tell me a little about you. You graduated Ozark High School, and then what did you do from there to get you back to here? You've been to a bunch of universities.
Well, I drank and smoked.
Even to China. He went to China.
Went to China.
I still have that. It's up on my wall. I ain't going to go get it, but it's up on my wall.
You went to China. Listen, man, I went to the University of Central Arkansas, found love, found happiness, found a new lease on life, got a degree there, loved it so much, got a second degree from there, did a little bit of fun stuff while I was there, did an internship in Virginia at Radford University, go Highlanders, learned a lot that summer about, what is it, roller derby. one of the ladies that I was doing kind of this
sport in Virginia
internship over, two of the women that were like in charge of like the area I was internshipping in, they're like, yeah, we're on the roller derby team. If you want to come out and support us, you can. I'm like, yeah, like that sounds so cool. Like, I want to see you go knock the crap out of someone. That's such an interesting dynamic to now introduce into this relationship that's just forming. And then I went to China. Got to see that country. It was very interesting. Very interesting country. I saw an old lady drop trowel and just pee outside of a bus stop.
Oh well. Okay.
I learned there that, you know, some places have children with split pants. And that's just so that they can just plop their child over a trash can and let them do their business. China. I learned that alcohol was cheaper than water. Food in China, it didn't matter where we went, but like the hole in the wall places, oh my gosh, home cooked meals, or at least like that gritty small town, which I mean small town in China is still like
70,000,
100 million, like,
million.
I think we're in a small town of like 100 million, but like there was like a, so we stayed at a university for a portion of the trip. And there was this little, they called it, or I guess because of where it was located, they received a lot of traffic from the university, and a lot of the foreign students would pop by there because they had their entire menu laminated pictures posted up on the wall, so your ignorant ass could just walk up and say, this one, and just point at it and tap on it or whatever. Listen, I don't know what I ordered. It was some combination of like rice, meat, and potatoes. I ordered it just for the potatoes. That was probably one of the best meals that I paid like maybe $2 American for. Like, it brought a tear to my eye. I was basically licking the bowl inappropriately there of how good it was. Their McDonald's was actually really good too. So I had to try a McDonald's while I was there because it just seemed so surreal. But they have a spicy chicken sandwich that is localized to Southeastern Asia. So it's a different type of chicken. It's not the weird circular processed patty. It's an actual like tenderloin of chicken.
Yeah.
And like the spices they use. That thing was by far the spiciest, like legitimately good spiciest burger I've ever had. Their fries, however, a little bit interesting. They don't use the whole salt sugar thing. You would have to put salt on to have your fries salted. Not the biggest fan of that, but it was interesting enough. It was interesting enough. Yeah, so like KFC also had like some. So like it's interesting the weird regional stuff that gets thrown in there. I mean, because it happens at any of these fast food restaurants anywhere. Like it even happens here in America. Like there's some dipping sauces I don't have access to at some restaurants because we're in Arkansas and not somewhere else, and that really grinds my gears.
No, that it's weird how not just chicken but like cow even from Georgia to South Dakota they don't raise the same kind of cows. Their beef doesn't taste the same. It's weird to think about. And but you know what? A hamburger is a hamburger, and I'll eat it. Really?
Oh, their hamburger! I think someone got a hamburger. It looked pretty good. It looked pretty good. So moral of the story, go to China, get yourself beer because it's cheaper than bottled water, and enjoy it. Do be warned, though, that there is a reason why you may hear that our toilets are referred to as Western-style toilets. Not everyone poops in the same capacity.
Do you got a bidet over there?
No, the best way to describe what I saw, in some instances, it was just a hole in the ground. Other instances, it looked like they took a urinal and sat it on the ground. You are maintaining yourself to poop.
At the mercy of your own regimen.
You are fighting gravity to have your butt hover over this hole and to poop. Or to pee, if you are a squatcher for the potcher of the peeing. So that's interesting.
For fat guys like us, that's not an easy task.
Well, you need like handlebars like you're going like water skiing. So after China, I got a job at the University of Missouri. Did that for almost 5 years, then deuced out, came back to Arkansas because I was about to have a daughter, and I decided I could not. I loved Mizzou. I loved the people at Mizzou. Columbia was great. I loved everything about it. I just couldn't do the job I was doing and start raising a child. It just would have been incompatible?
Yes, incompatible.
It wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't work.
And we wanted to be closer to our family because my wife is also from Arkansas. So we wanted to be closer to our family before we started. We had already started. We'd already made the baby. But before we had the child, we wanted to be back. So I was lucky enough to get a job at the University of Arkansas and made it back into state.
Which I thank you for.
Thank you.
Because no, I like my brosef close to home, man.
It also made me sad because I felt like there were things I was missing with between Charlotte, Salem, and Tegan, which were the original trio of my nieces and nephews, and like there was a point where it's just like
the oldest.
Oh my gosh! I said Charlotte. I meant Grant. I meant Grant because Charlotte's not my niece or nephew. I meant Grant. I'm so sorry. It's past my bedtime.
He's my son.
I know. Listen, I listed three females and still said nephew in there. And again, one of them's my daughter, not a nephew. Or a niece. So Grant, Tegan, Salem were the original trio. And it was painful, like, because especially like when I would come in for like the Christmas and stuff on the times that I could make it. Because I couldn't make it for everyone because sometimes I either had to work or I lived, you know, 6 to 7 hours away. And it was a bit of a challenge at times. So it was one of those things where it's just like, man, I am missing points that it would be nice if I could be closer to have the ability to see these kids grow up and not be that person that I always stayed away from. Because, like, I was one of those kids where it's just like, all right, we're at the family reunion. There's too many people here. If I don't personally know you by this point, like, I'm never going to get to know you. Sorry. Like, it's just – and I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that uncle to these kiddos. So I've been trying to incorporate myself when I can. More into their lives because, man, they're getting older now.
They are so much
older now.
So I guess the three oldest, you've got Grant, who's the oldest, like me, and then you got Tegan, which we kind of flip-flopped, and then Salem, which is Jordan. Those are the big three, the starting three, and then everything else started happening after that. And Grant asked me the other day, he's like, well, Dad, when everybody's gone Friday, instead of coming to work with you, can I just go hang out with Aunt Christina and Tegan? I was like, well, probably, but she's got 14 other ones right now, and I'm not about to impose on her and ask. So,
in a big lumpy baby.
In a big lumpy baby. Gosh, he's so.
Oh, he's solid. He's solid.
Solid. We'll go with solid.
That baby is solid.
I was trying to explain to Grant the other day. He's the last child on his mom's side. He's the last child out of two that are way older than him. So his oldest brother on his mom's side is 19. His youngest brother on his mom's side is 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there. He's an adult. Well, anyways, they just had a baby. And so imagine trying to tell a 10-year-old that he's an uncle.
Yeah.
He was like, but he was excited. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, you're his uncle. Yeah, that is so cool. Yes. And which, fine, if he's excited for it, more power to him. But anyways, I don't know. We got fun stuff. It's been a wild 30-something years. Week. It's been a wild 30-something years. I think, excuse me, sorry. I think we should do this, me and you, once a year, somewhere in that year, Mr. Cack and me with his Brosif, and what are we're going on almost an hour now.
Mm-hmm.
We can give 1 hour. If you can spare 1 hour a year, I'm not going to get all that.
Help me save these people.
Yeah. No, I think we should do it. I think we should. 1 hour every so often, just to like Mr. Cag and me and his bro catch up. It's fun. I like this. I had a good time.
Good, good. Well, so we got to save in the chamber the face off and how that became a bonding mechanism between the movie Face Off became a bonding mechanism between me, you, TJ.
Okay.
I can't remember. Was there anyone else there?
No.
That's also another story that's predicated with drinking and women in my life. My young days feel more angst ridden than maybe what they had to be. Like, they couldn't have been that bad.
I forgot why you ended up at my house that night, but it was fantastic.
Before we go, like, just to throw this out there for you, how awesome would it, like, is there any way that you happen to have any like old recordings of like behind the scenes stuff or like moments of you when you were Cradle Scythe or Windshield Wiper Mechanics? And because in the day and age that we live, like, how awesome would it be to make just a YouTube video of the rise and fall of Cradle Scythe or something? It's just like, and do like behind the scenes, like treat it like one of those mockumentaries and just
the crash like, and burn.
Yeah, but
here
like
we
it's
are, man, recording the studio. Here I am, and I'm an alcoholic now.
But like the whole gimmick is like, wait, like, who are these people? Like, no, you know who we are. We had the rise. You don't like it's in the title. Like, what are you asking? How do you not know this?
So one of the funniest things that I ever had happen was we had a bass player at one time who I'm not going to mention his name. He went to Tulsa for a George Carlin show of all things. And as he was leaving the show, he's going back to his car. He's walking across the parking lot with everybody else. And some guy looked at him and was like, yeah, Cradle Scythe. And he was like, I have no idea. And I have four or five friends in Tulsa that may or may not have went to that show. But here's the kicker. They didn't know him. They knew me. So unless he was wearing a Cradle-sized shirt, and he might have been.
how they know that connection.
Exactly. Demon the Conjuring. Well, which, by the way, Check us out tomorrow night. We'll talk about The Conjuring Part 3. Like, comment, and subscribe. Yeehaw.
Yeah. All right.
Plug without plug.
This has been Mr. Cack and me. Jared, thank you so much for being here. We will do this again. All right. Y'all go out there, be good people. If you need, because Jared still dabbles with the music, and he's already done a birthday favor. If you would like to reach out to Jared, do you have anything that you would like me to include for contact information?
Reach out to me at jared@jared.com. No, I don't even remember my damn Twitter. Hang on.
Please, or could you say, please check the bio for Jared's contact.
check. If you want to reach out to me right now for anything involving musical things, I may or may not charge you. Check the link for comments. Edit. I'll send Cack the info.
All right.
I really don't know my own damn Twitter.
That's all right. You don't need it. You don't need it, Jared. It's inconsequential. We'll throw some socials up there.